On one occasion, Lucy puts her hands on her hips and says, "You, Charlie Brown, are a foul ball in the line drive of life. You're in the shadow of your own goalposts. You are a miscue. You are 3 putts on the 18th green. You are a 7-10 split in the 10th frame. You are a dropped rod and reel in the lake of life. You are a missed free throw, a shanked 9-iron, and a called third strike. Do you understand? Have I made myself clear?" Do you have a Lucy around you? It's safe to say that if you surround yourself with people like her, you will have a difficult time developing a sense of confidence. Every time you start out, there will be someone to remind you what you aren't, haven't been, and never will become. If we want to be confident, we must surround ourselves with confident people, people who believe in us and will be encouragers. Another way to develop confidence is to put a few wins under your belt. Start with building on small successes, and little by little, you will tackle bigger and bigger challenges. Recently, I was listening to an interview of Jerry Coleman, the radio announcer for the San Diego Padres. He was trying to figure out why the baseball club had just blown one of its 2 or 3 run leads. He commented, "You can tell by the way they're playing they have lost confidence in themselves. They have almost set themselves up for something to go wrong." A few successful victories under your belt gives you the impetus to keep stretching your abilities. If you keep winning, you may see yourself as a no-limits person. Repeated failures produce the opposite effect. You begin to see yourself as a hopeless loser. The best way to develop rational, well-balanced confidence is to go after a few victories immediately following a failure. Don't allow yourself the luxury of wallowing in self-pity. My son Joel and I like to play memorization card games. With the cards facing down, the goal is to turn over a pair, so it is important to remember the positions of certain cards to obtain a match. One evening, Joel beat me, twice, 14-6. It never occurred to Joel that his choices could be wrong. Around the family room, he rejoiced, declaring victory to all. After 2 losses to Joel, I challenged his sister Elizabeth to a game. Elizabeth tends to be much less confident than Joel. When we started our first game, she said, "Daddy, Joel beat you both times, didn't he?" I replied, "Yes, he did." She said, "The score was 14-6, wasn't it?" Again, I replied, "Yes, it was." And I added, "Sissy, I bet you can beat me about 14-6.